Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three here of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle coming to you once again from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're doing a little Penn State centric. I guess you can call it a look ahead of Super Bowl 54. 49ers and Chiefs should be a really fun game. What we're looking at is, you know, the group of five players who are on those rosters. And I just think their NFL journeys are all pretty interesting for starters. And I think the bigger discussion point is just Penn State has been sneaky good at putting guys into the NFL from all walks of life. You know, you know, Saquon Barkley was a monster at the NFL Combine. Mike Gesicki was a monster at the NFL Combine, and they made themselves a lot of money by doing that. You know that Troy Apke, you know, ran in the 4.3s and blew Deion Sanders away. Like, that's all stuff that you're familiar with. But I think there's just some other interesting stories that have come from Penn State guys in the NFL. You know, another one, he's not playing in Super Bowl 54, but Adrian Amos from the Green Bay Packers made himself a lot of money, and you know, he's been a better pro than I think he is in college. And I don't say that as a negative about his college career, because he was a good player, but he was sort of a tweener, cornerback, safety, bounce back and forth. Jordan Lucas, same deal. He will be playing in Super Bowl 54 for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, he didn't exactly come from nowhere, but he was not a purebred slam dunk sure thing player either.
Yeah.
And I think that Penn State has put these guys in position to play in the NFL for a while. And Jordan Lucas is a great example. Him and Stefan Wisniewski are playing for the Chiefs, Robbie Gould, Anthony Zettel, and Kevin Gibbons for the 49ers. But I just think, you know, Penn State putting guys in the NFL has gone well beyond some of the household names.
Yeah, no question. I mean, for every Saquon Barkley, it does feel like there's a few more guys that show up in the league. And, you know, speaking broadly, you of course have Marcus Allen and Malik Golden with the Steelers. I mean, there's, I think there was 35 at one point, number of guys that were in the NFL from Penn State at one point this season or another. You know, obviously sometimes guys get cut, guys get, you know, placed on the practice squad, the injured reserve, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, looking at this matchup in particular, certainly not the, necessarily the household names that maybe we all would have thought would make it in. But what about the career Robbie Gould has had? I mean, yeah. I just think that, it's been so impressive to watch him, you know, to watch him really sort of bounce back and overcome some of the struggles he had at Penn State, even though he had a successful career, to really have a very long and successful one in the NFL. And then, the, you know, the guy that might surprise me the most about this is the team, Anthony Zettel. I did not, frankly, have any idea he was playing for the Niners until last Sunday. Yeah. So that was neat to see as well.
And sometimes I think in your career, you need a little bit of good fortune. So Zettel ends up in Detroit, and it's just the business of football, how it can churn through guys who, like, Anthony Zettel deserved to play in the NFL. He deserved to be on a roster, but circumstances in Detroit didn't allow that to happen. And I think he went to, what was it, Cleveland?
Yep.
For a little bit, and then ends up, you know, riding this roller coaster with the 49ers. And he's not a nobody on that roster. That defense is really, really good, but he plays a role. You know, I don't know how many snaps we could expect to see from him on Sunday, but, you know, that 49ers defense is going to be maybe the offensive unit on the spot with the biggest challenge in this game, trying to slow down that Chiefs offense. Well, you should see Zettel for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 snaps for sure in that line rotation. And they better be ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that I think we'll definitely see him get in there for a handful of snaps and make a couple of plays. So, yeah, fascinating matchup. I don't know about you. I really have I have no clue who will win this game. It's a pick 'em for a reason. You know, personally, I would love to see Andy Reid win a Super Bowl. And I think that, you know, they have some players on that team that have been in the league a long time and haven't won one. So, conversely, you have the 49ers, and I like Kyle Shanahan a lot. I think he's a very good coach. And, you know, they have some guys that have been in this league a long time, too, and have not ever had the chance to hold the Lombardi Trophy. So, I'm good with it either way. To me, there's a lot of money being bet on the over, and I just don't understand that. I understand that these two teams score and that a lot of people are interested in that, but I don't know if there's going to be enough possessions in this game to hit the mid-50s, upper 50s, like where this thing is going. I mean, it's 55 on Monday morning. It's going to, I think it could get 56, 56 and a half perhaps before Sunday. So I think I'll probably just wait as long as it's humanly possible and then bet the under right before kickoff, because I just think that even though these teams can obviously score very quickly, I just don't know if there'll be enough possessions in this game to hit the over.
I don't know how. I'll wrestle up a prediction at some point before we're through here, but I could see really any of that happening, because what the 49ers have been able to do, and you want to talk about, you know, to bring this back to our previous discussion about using simplified concepts, but with enough wrinkles, enough, you know, player motion, different personnel groupings to do it out of different packages and all that. Kyle Shanahan with this 49ers offense just being able to run down another team's throats, even though they can be pretty sure the run is coming. You know, how they got to the Super Bowl, I think, was impressive. And I think that approach, and again, with 2 weeks to prepare too, that's going to be another interesting thing. It's like when we look at Penn State and the Cotton Bowl, it's like, okay, who made the most out of these 3 or 4 weeks? But I think to those concepts kind of play into where Kansas City might be vulnerable defensively.
Yeah.
That's a group that struggled out of the gates, played its best football of the year at the end of the regular season and into the postseason. But are they really equipped to handle, you know, the 49ers' creativity and stuff in the run game? We'll see. I mean, they did a good job against Tennessee in the AFC Championship game. So that'll be an interesting component of this game to watch. And obviously on the offensive side, Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense can deliver a historic performance. You almost expect it every time out.
Right, yeah. It's crazy. And Mahomes, no matter what, no matter if they're down, you know, 10 points, 13 points, 15, 16, 8, whatever, he seems to find a way, some way, somehow, to either make a great play down the field with his arm, or make a 20 or 30-yard touchdown run to change things. So, yeah, I guess the one curiosity I have is, can the Chiefs dig themselves a hole again and then dig their way out of it? You know, that's, I think, something that we've watched the last two weekends that they played, where they went down big early and then found a way to overcome that. But will they be able to do that in the Super Bowl again, in the game where I think that, you know, we saw in the NFC title game that Garoppolo threw what, 8 times, 7 times, something ridiculous like that? Yeah. So, I mean, they're going to be happy to, if they get a lead, run the clock out and really kind of take on that PJ Fleck in Minnesota mentality, where even though it's the second quarter, you know, they're out there doing a little bit of clock work. And the same thing in the third and the fourth, if they get a lead and a decent sized one at that. So I do think that it should be a good game. I think both teams have some weaknesses that can be exploited, and that'll make this interesting to watch.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to the big game on Sunday, and if you're doing that, you have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app to go with that. All kinds of fun, interesting prop bets to check out. Who wins the coin toss? Speaking of, you know, some of these big time players on both sides of the ball, who's the MVP in this game? That's going to require a little bit different layer of thinking, where you got to project, barring anything crazy happening, who's going to win the game. It's a pick'em game, so it's hard to forecast anyway. And then who's going to play a starring role? Will it be a surprise player, or will it be an obvious player? That's something to look at. Most penalties, the team to commit the most turnovers, kick to hit the uprights or the crossbar. Will that happen in a full 60-minute game? If I were picking that, I'm assuming the no option is a lot shorter odds than the yes option on that one.
I would assume so. Yes.
So check out the DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. When you do, make sure you use code KSN. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. And get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonuses comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I wanted to pull up the list of the less heralded Penn State guys, that's sort of the nature of what we're talking about here, because Anthony Zettel, Kevin Givens, is a really good example.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't. They're both good examples of something. I'm not sure what you were talking about, but total players to attempt to pass Dustin, including overtime, over 2.5 plus 124. That interests me.
Okay, so what we're saying is one trick play gets you there.
Correct.
Yep. One end around wide receiver pass will get you there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The MVP odds, Mahomes is plus 115, Garoppolo's plus 225. Mostert, the running back for the 49ers, is plus 900. George Kittle plus 1600. And then when you look on the other side, well, they actually have almost the entire team listed for the Chiefs. So I'm going to need for San Francisco. So I'm going to need time to look for some of these other players that are listed. But Anthony Zettel is a betting option, plus 50,000. There you go.
He's going to – if he plays five snaps, he's going to have to force five fumbles.
Right. He still might not win it. I mean, he might have to return three of those for a touchdown. Yeah, I think I would need about plus 550,000 on that one.
Here are some other examples. I've talked about unheralded guys, and I think Anthony Zettel qualifies. Kevin Givens qualifies. Jason Kabinda, and this is just under James Franklin's watch, really. Jason Kabinda, Sam Fickens, Chris Godwin, who really – he was a good recruit, a good player at Penn State, but he's going to be one of the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL, and in pretty short order here coming up. How about Grant Haley, Deshaun Hamilton? We haven't really seen the best of him just yet. Mike Hall, how about him? He went undrafted, right?
Yeah,
and ended up being a pretty prominent guy for the Dolphins right away. Jordan Lucas is another good one. Brendan Mann really turned heads his first training camp down in Carolina. Carl Nassib, you know, he had an All-America year at Penn State. What was it, 2015? Yeah. So he was on the radar before he got to the league. But he's a guy who's going to play for a decade. Grant Haley is a good one. I think Nick Scott being a seventh round pick. Donovan Smith was one of those guys who made a lot of money this past offseason. Zettel, Kevin Givens. It's a good list of guys who aren't your A-list football players who are hanging around the league and doing more than you would have expected them to do.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said for that at what Penn State is doing to get these guys actually ready to play in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think it says a lot, too, about the fact that even though they don't have too many superstar talents right at the NFL level, they all combine to do a heck of a lot of work along with those couple of superstar guys to really keep this program moving in the right direction and put it in a place where, you know, in 2020 it can have a shot to play for the first play in the college football playoff for the first time. And, you know, we'll see if it actually works out that way.
There you go. Five of them playing this Sunday, Super Bowl 54. We're moving on for now. Jeff Brown's going to join us in just a moment to talk Penn State hoops. Two games in a row, two big wins. Stick around.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.